right. Well, when you hear that music, it is time for the Psalms. And remember, you can hear this Soulful Psalm segment as its own podcast. That's right. The Soulful Psalm segment of Beacon of Truth is available as its very own podcast. Just go to your favorite podcast outlet, Apple or iMusic or whatever it is. Or you can go to EWTN radio website, or you can go to my website, DeaconHarold.com, and scroll down and see the banner there for the Soulful Psalms. You can listen to all of these different exegesis and reflections on the Psalms as its own podcast. And that's what we do. We break open the Word of God for you. And so today we're looking at Psalm 9, verses 12 through 21. Now, Psalm 9 is long, and so it's broken into, I've broken it into two segments, verses 1 through 11 and then 12 through 21. So we're looking at verses 12 through 21 today. So the prescript of so Psalm 9 is in book 1 of the Psalms. So Psalm 1 to 41, this is one written by David. And it says in the prescript of the Psalm, which is the entire first verse, for the choir master. So David wrote the psalm, but then gave it to the choir master, again, one of the men chosen by one of the Levitical men chosen to serve as in the musical guild of the Jewish temple. It says, in the manner to put music to it, in the manner of a chant, mut laben. So mut laben means to die for the sun, which is very interesting, huh? To die for the sun. But that's what, so David wants this, the music to sound like this other chant called Mutlaben, to die for the sun, a psalm of David. So we start in verse 12. Sing psalms to the Lord who dwells in Zion. Remember, Zion is the heavenly Jerusalem, and that's where the Lord dwells, right? And the kind of the heavenly, or the earthly Zion is Jerusalem, right? So sing psalms to the Lord who dwells in Zion. Tell his mighty works among the peoples. Why? We can't keep the faith to ourselves. We have to share. We have to witness. We have to evangelize. For the avenger of blood has remembered them, has not forgotten the cry of the poor. So often we want to take revenge as opposed to retributive justice. So again, two different things here, especially when it comes to issues like the death penalty. You know, we have to remember, we as Catholics preach about retributive justice. So retributive justice is the justice that's due for someone who committed an offense against us or against someone that we love. And so the punishment meets the crime that they did. And it's retribution for what they did. It's not revenge, right? It's a very different way of thinking about it as people of faith. But God is the one who's the avenger. He's the one who enacts justice. So we don't have to worry about doing that ourselves, because as it says here, the Lord is the avenger of blood and has not forgotten the cry of the poor. The Lord hears the cry of the poor. Blessed be the Lord, it says in another psalm. Verse 14, have mercy on me, O Lord. Okay, because we talked about divine mercy yesterday. We have divine mercy coming up this Sunday, Divine Mercy Sunday. So we're pleading to the Lord, have mercy on me, O Lord. See how I suffer from my foes. See what happens when I stand up for you, people are going to reject me. And when they reject me, they reject you. So help me through that suffering. Help me to continue to stand up, even though I am being mocked and ridiculed by those who don't want to hear your word, who don't have anything to do with you. I'm still willing to stand up for you, Lord. You who raised me from the gates of death, right? You who raised me from the gates of death. Remember, mavet, the word there in Hebrew for death is mavet, to cut yourself off from God's life. So you who have not allowed death to cut me off from you, from your life. Why? That I may recount all your praise, so I can witness to the power of your love. Where? At the gates of daughter Zion. Right? At the gates of daughters. Remember, Zion is the heavenly Jerusalem, but we worship at the gates. Where's that? The temple. The temple. And rejoice in your salvation. That's what we're doing during, especially what we do at every holy sacrifice of the Mass. But in a particular way this week, we rejoice in the salvation of God.
Well, and I love this too from the standpoint of, you know, when you think about like rhetorical questions inside God's word, it's rhetorical to remind us of how elementary it is for us to overthink what God is truly capable of doing in our lives. And then when things are going wrong, if you reference back, you know, are you loving him with everything that you have? Are you being faithful and loyal? Those things are points of character. And when the world has none, we get to still hold on to that. Like, I'm not going to let my character be compromised because someone else chooses not to, when it's right there in black and white, the rhetorical of just how good and how amazing he can be.
Amen. Amen. And we don't have to worry about the wicked. Like, you know, sometimes we get jealous. Like, look, this person doesn't worship God. They don't follow God. They don't have God in their life, but look at all the stuff they have.
Yeah.
Right? Look how popular they are. But that's going to fade. That's not going to last forever.
Yep.
You know, and it tells us in the next two verses, the nations have fallen in the pit which they made, their feet caught in the snare they laid. The Lord has revealed himself, has given judgment. The wicked are snared by the work of their own hands. Let the wicked go down to the grave, all the nations forgetful of God. Right? So again, why? Their malice falls on their own heads. They reap what they sow. So yes, it may look on the outside that, yeah, they have all these things and money and wealth and power and fame and all that stuff. But in the end, it doesn't matter because they're just going to go down to the grave. Remember, this life only lasts 70, 80 years, it says in Psalm 90, written by Moses. But we're looking for eternity, a life that will last forever. For the needy shall not always be forgotten, nor the hopes of the poor ever perish. And then finally, arise, O God, let human strength not prevail. Let the nations be judged before you. Strike them with terror, O Lord. Let the nations know they are but men. Remember who really is God. Sometimes we think we're God because we can do all these technological things. We can do all these biomedical things. And we think that we're God, and we're not.
For more on the Soulful Psalms with Deacon Harold Berg Sivers, check out Beacon of Truth weekdays at 4 p.m. Eastern on EWTN Radio and streaming everywhere you listen to podcasts.